Suppose an intrepid astronaut is on the surface of a collapsing star and stays on the surface as it collapses inward. At some time on his watch, say 11 o'clock, the star would shrink below the critical radius at which the gravitational field becomes so strong that nothing can escape. Now suppose his instructions are to send a signal every second, according to his watch, to a spaceship above, which orbits at some fixed distance from the center of the star. He begins transmitting at 10:59:58, that is, 2 seconds before 11 o'clock. What will his companions on the spaceship record? We learn from our earlier thought experiment aboard the rocket ship that gravity slows time, and the stronger the gravity, the greater the effect. The astronaut on the star is in a stronger gravitational field than his companions in orbit. So what to him is 1 second will be more than 1 second on their clocks. And as he rides the star's collapse inward, the field he experiences will grow stronger and stronger, so the interval between his signals will appear successively longer to those on the spaceship. This stretching of time would be very small before 10:59:59, so the orbiting astronauts would have to wait only very slightly more than a second between the astronaut's 10:59:58 signal and the one that he sent when his watch read 10:59:59. But they would have to wait forever for the 11 o'clock signal. Everything that happens on the surface of the star between 10:59:59 and 11 o'clock, by the astronaut's watch, would be spread out over an infinite period of time, as seen from the spaceship. As 11 o'clock approached, the time interval between the arrival of successive crests and troughs of any light from the star would get successively longer, just as the interval between signals from the astronaut does. Since the frequency of light is a measure of the number of its crests and troughs per second, to those on the spaceship, the frequency of the light from the star will get successively lower. Thus, its light would appear redder and redder, and fainter and fainter. Eventually, the star would be so dim that it could no longer be seen from the spaceship. All that would be left would be a black hole in space. It would, however, continue to exert the same gravitational force on the spaceship, which would continue to orbit. This scenario is not entirely realistic, however, because of the following problem. Gravity gets weaker the farther you are from the star, so the gravitational force on our intrepid astronaut's feet would always be greater than the force on his head. This difference in the forces would stretch him out like spaghetti, or tear him apart before the star had contracted to the critical radius at which the event horizon formed. However, we believe that there are much larger objects in the universe, such as the central regions of galaxies, which can also undergo gravitational collapse to produce black holes, like the supermassive black hole at the center of our galaxy. An astronaut on one of these would not be torn apart before the black hole formed. He would not, in fact, feel anything special as he reached the critical radius, and he could pass the point of no return without noticing it. Though to those on the outside, his signals would again become further and further apart and eventually stop. And within just a few hours, as measured by the astronaut, as the region continued to collapse, the difference in the gravitational forces on his head and his feet would become so strong that again it would tear him apart.